Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
He is currently heading. It is now 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LeafGuard. Hundreds of people who live in a high-rise apartment building in Bethesda are still unable to return to their homes this morning because of a fire on Saturday. And authorities now say it could be days before they can return. As many as 1,500 people were forced out by the fire in that building's below-ground electrical room on Saturday morning. Alexandria police are looking for suspects in a triple shooting in a park last night that left two people dead and a third seriously injured. It happened around 8:45 in All Veterans Park in the North Pickett Street area. Police believe the incident was confined to the park, and they say there is no threat to the community. They've beefed up security today at Eleanor Roosevelt High School in Greenbelt after someone posted threats on social media over the weekend. The messages warned students not to come to school today. Montgomery County lawmakers are confronting the reality that more development will inevitably mean more kids.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says it's getting increasingly difficult to find plots of land down county for new schools, but the need is only growing.
We will be looking at every site that comes before the planners as a potential school site.
And language, he says, will be inserted into the new Bethesda master plan.
We're getting a lot of kids into our school system. There's a lot of turnover of existing housing, and there's new development.
He's urging the school system to get creative as well, including looking at vacant offices as potential new schools. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl appears before a military judge today to learn his punishment for endangering his comrades by walking off his post in Afghanistan.
He was captured and held by the Taliban for 5 years. The 31-year-old could get life in prison after pleading guilty last week to desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. Prosecutors made no deal to cap Bergdahl's punishment, so the judge has wide leeway to decide his sentence. There's expected testimony from witnesses over several days, and prosecutors are expected to argue some soldiers were severely injured in the search for Bergdahl. I'm Joe Ramsey.
President Trump is calling on House Republicans to pass the Senate budget and his tax plan.
It'll be the biggest cuts ever in the history of this country.
During an interview with Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo, Mr. Trump said he expects the tax plan to be approved before the end of the year. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown says there will be bipartisan support if the president's plan helps middle-class families.
If he chooses that path, Democrats will work with him.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The commute between Washington and Baltimore could be a lot shorter in the not-too-distant future.
It may sound too good to be true, but there are plans to build a maglev train that can get people between Baltimore and D.C. in 15 minutes. Project Director David Henley with Washington Rapid Rail.
It will be a time-certain trip. Rather than sitting in traffic for indeterminate amounts of time.
The last two public meetings on this stage of the project are tomorrow and Wednesday. A big concern so far is whether it will involve eminent domain.
No, we're not taking your home. A good percentage of this is underground.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,329, the NASDAQ at 66,29. Sports, the Redskins are gearing up to take on the Eagles in Philadelphia tonight. WMAL's broadcast starts at 7:30. Sunday action, the Cowboys win, the Giants lose, the Ravens lose, the Patriots beat the Falcons in the late game. NBA, the Wizards are in Denver tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and believe it or not, Thanksgiving and the holidays will be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res, and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Stop putting it off any longer. Now is the time. They've done it for me, and let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old dirty carpets looking new again. And don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Stains and odors from the kids or pets will be gone forever. Allergens and mold mold will be removed so you can breathe easier again. Don't have carpets? That's no problem. Azura Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Azura Res right now and ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Azura Res cleaning. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZuraResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z. Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Get 2 classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because 2 is better than 1. That's 2 times the cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky, buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. 295 southbound at Malcolm X Avenue, there's a disabled vehicle blocking the lane. Also, 17th Street and D, we have a malfunctioning traffic light. Be careful there. Arkansas Avenue between 13th Street and Iowa Avenue, an ongoing police investigation has all lanes blocked, I should say, and it's going to be like this for the rest of the rush hour this morning. 95 northbound at Stafford, an accident moved to the shoulder, police are there. The outer loop of the Beltway eastbound at the Dulles Toll Road, move to the shoulder is an accident, police and the fire department there. The inner loop at Old Georgetown Road, a crash on the shoulder, and the outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur. It's about a 39-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the move, above average temperatures continuing, becoming cloudy as we go through today, with sunshine being streamed through the high clouds this morning. Slight chance of a shower with a cloudy sky this afternoon. 75, a gusty breeze tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely 65. Tomorrow, chance of a morning shower, then sun and clouds 73. I'm Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Leesburg, 58 in La Plata, 60 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The ACLU files an emergency appeal to get an abortion for an illegal immigrant teenager. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Well, good morning. A lot ahead here. Larry Michael is the voice of the Washington Redskins. He'll join us at 7:45 this morning to break down their fight against the Philadelphia Eagles tonight in Philly. Giant NFC East matchup. Hope the Redskins come out on top. And then at 8:45 this morning, Ronna Romney McDaniel. She's the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, joining us here live on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnaise, alongside Mary Walcher.
Good morning. And joining us right now, Joe DeGeneva. Joe, good morning. How are you this morning? Happy Monday.
Same to you.
Good to have you with us. NBC News reported at 4:23 this morning that Tony Podesta and the Podesta Group are now the subjects of a federal investigation being led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. What do you think about this? Is the tide starting to turn, and is Robert Mueller the person to be doing this?
Well, first of all, I hadn't heard that. That's news to me. That the Podesta Group is the subject of an FBI investigation by Mueller. It must have something to do with some sort of foreign work that they did for somebody,
exactly.
Including the wonderful organization led by Glenn Simpson, the former Wall Street Journal reporter.
What this is, according to NBC, is a connection to Paul Manafort and work that they did in the Ukraine. So they were promoting Ukraine's image in the West. They were working for Manafort was working for a nonprofit called the European Center for a Modern Ukraine, and Podesta's company was one of several firms that worked on that campaign.
Yeah, well, that's publicly known that they had been working with Manafort on that, and that's part of the ongoing investigation of whether or not Manafort complied with federal law on reporting certain things, whether or not certain monies that he received from foreign entities were properly disclosed to the United States government. So I'm not surprised by that. But the issue really about Mueller, however, comes from the Uranium One scandal, which is now brewing as a result of some fabulous reporting by John Solomon of The Hill and Sarah Carter. It has been disclosed that Mueller was actually at the time the head of the FBI and was investigating bribery and conspiracy and extortion charges against a group of Russian people who owned Uranium One and were representatives of Uranium One, who were trying to get access to the U.S. uranium cache. And Mueller was in charge of that investigation, which eventually led to a very quiet guilty plea in 2014, with not much of the scandal becoming public under the radar. Now it's all coming out that this was the real scandal involving the Russians, and that while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, her husband got more than $500,000 from a company involved in the Uranium One sale, and that $145 million from people associated with the Uranium One deal gave money to the Clinton Foundation, all of which was never properly investigated, and no charges were brought from anybody except this tiny little case involving one Russian guy here in the United States who pled to a nothing burger. It's really quite remarkable. And the question is, can Mueller investigate the current Russian investigation with his knowledge of what didn't happen in the old Uranium One deal involving the Clintons? It's a fascinating question, and I don't know the answer to it.
Well, your wife says no. We interviewed Victoria Tensing last week.
More than I do.
And she said she's seen these documents, and we asked her, should Bob Mueller recuse himself based on what you've seen? And she said yes.
She knows more about this case than I do, and her judgment is the one that matters. If she's seen the documents, which, of course, I have not, then that's the end of the ballgame. I mean, her judgment about him recusing himself is all that matters.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit more about this because, you know, I've seen with all these conversations, I want to know about Mueller's culpability here because there's this U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment, which involved yep. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Attorney General Eric Holder, and a couple of other stakeholders who had to make the judgment call on whether or not they would approve this sale of 20% of the control of the nation's uranium to a Russian company.
Right.
And in making that decision, in that decision-making process, where does Robert Mueller fall in all of this? Because he was the FBI director at the time. Should he or have known and have voiced his concerns to the Attorney General?
Well, he should have known because he was conducting the investigation. He did not sit on what's called CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. It's a committee that exists of cabinet and sub-cabinet level people who review foreign transactions involving the sale of U.S. assets to foreigners or foreign companies to make sure that they don't affect national security. It's clear that Mueller knew about this. It is inconceivable that he did not report it to Holder, who did sit on CFIUS, as did Hillary Clinton. In all likelihood, he did report it to Holder, who could have stopped the transaction, as could have Hillary. She would have known about this because she was on the board. It was such a huge transaction involving a major national security interest of the United States. So Mueller obviously briefed the Attorney General, and apparently the Attorney General didn't stop the transaction, and neither did Secretary Clinton. Of course, Secretary Clinton had gotten $145 million to her foundation and $500,000 to her husband around the time the transaction was approved. This is amazing stuff in the sense that nobody investigated or did anything about it. The thing that I want to know is, why didn't Mueller do something about it at the time? Why didn't he resign if he knew all this stuff? Why didn't he resign? Why didn't he go to the Hill? People on the Intelligence Committee on the Hill have told people over the weekend they were never briefed on this case. That's inconceivable to me.
It seems to me that he may want to escape on some sort of plausible deniability. I wonder to what extent the Attorney General, and maybe you can answer this question, the Attorney General, how much is he sealed off from, say, the day-to-day business of the FBI that doesn't involve a spectacularly high-profile case?
Well, he would not have been sealed off from Uranium One, I can assure you of that. He gets a daily briefing on pending cases of note. The Attorney General does, as does the Deputy Attorney General. They talk every day about cases. They are keenly aware of what cases are going on so that they don't interfere somehow, either wittingly or unwittingly, through a public statement. I can assure you, Holder knew about Uranium One without any doubt. It was too big of a matter. It involved Russian spying, so it goes in an intelligence report that he gets. The case probably started as a counter-espionage case and then ended up as a criminal case.
So do we wind up with a committee investigating the committee that's investigating Russia?
We end up with at least the House Oversight Committee and Congressman Ron DeSantis, who has now been put in charge of this investigation for the House Oversight Committee, along with the House Intelligence Committee investigating this. And that's where we're headed. I mean, they're going to have to get some answers. Mueller's no longer a public servant. He has, other than a special counsel, he will have to respond to subpoenas and answer questions. Hillary Clinton, of course, is a quote-unquote private citizen. She'll have to answer questions. But again, the question is, can the Republicans conduct oversight? Can they get to the bottom of this? Will they issue subpoenas? Will they enforce the subpoenas with contempt? We'll just have to see.
And you got Senator Chuck Grassley on the Senate side in the Judiciary Committee asking similar questions.
Yes, well, Senator Grassley is serious about this and has been for some time, and he issued letters to the Justice Department asking them to release the informant that Victoria Tunting represents so that he can testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And Victoria is waiting for an answer from the Justice Department about whether or not they're going to release him from this non-disclosure agreement, which, by the way, when it comes to congressional testimony, if Senator Grassley subpoenas him, there's nothing the Department of Justice can do to stop him. Anything they would try to do would be unconstitutional.
I would love to be a fly on the wall of your dinner conversations with your wife. You have the most interesting lives.
It's very pleasant.
Thank you very much, as always, for keeping us up to speed, Judge Genova.
You bet.
Take care. It's so many questions, so little time. 7:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the Fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, thank you. Arkansas Avenue between 13th and Iowa still closed by an ongoing police investigation. All lanes are blocked, and we are told it's going to be this way for the rest of the morning rush. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound from Savage Road to the Beltway. It's a 23-minute trip. It is very slow indeed. 95 northbound to Stafford to crash on the shoulder. 66 eastbound from Route 29 Gainesville Road to the Prince William Parkway. Very slow bumper to bumper. The inner loop of the Beltway at Old Georgetown Road to crash on the shoulder. And 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. It is about a 26, 27-minute trip, so it is slow. No problems with mass transit so far. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy skies to start your day. They're going to become more overcast during the afternoon. We'll have a slight chance of a rain shower with a high near 75. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms, low near 65, chance of rain 100%. And tomorrow, chance of a morning shower with sun, a few passing clouds with a high of 73. Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 62 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
ESPN's Jemele Hill is returning to her 6 p.m. show tonight after serving out a two-week suspension at ESPN for calling for an advertiser boycott of the NFL and specifically the Dallas Cowboys, affecting a huge chunk of business. $1.9 billion is how much her network pays to the NFL each year. $1.9 billion.
With a B.
And she tried to take a run at their advertisers because Jerry Jones said that his players are not going to kneel anymore. And she was upset about this. Meanwhile, she also tweeted weeks prior that the president of the United States is a white supremacist. She's got a slap on the wrist for that one. I think most people would even say two-week suspension for this is a slap on the wrist. But she spoke out. TMZ caught up with her this weekend to ask her about the suspension. Here's what she had to say about her time off.
This has been a reflective time for me. I'm very grateful for all the people shown support for me. It's very humbling, honestly. And so I'm thankful for them, but I'm happy to be back. So I'll be back Monday.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I'll be back Monday. It'll be great. And yeah, I mean, I'm just concentrating more on moving forward.
The TMZ reporter, oh, that's great. I love, by the way, the setup they have. They're in LAX there, which is where TMZ catches everyone. I'm pretty sure they just have a bureau inside LAX catching all of these celebrities coming off the planes. They pay off all the airlines to tell them who's coming and when. So you have that. And then you've got more from her. So that was the gentle Jemele Hill. But what about whether or not she has any regrets about the things that she said about both the president of the United States and calling for this advertiser boycott? Here she is.
After my Donald Trump tweets, I deserve that suspension. I deserved it. Like, absolutely. Like, I violated the policy. I deserve that suspension. You know, going forward, like, we'll be in a good, healthy place. It'll be fine. And
yeah, so you've
I'm looking forward to it. As I said, like, the only thing I ever apologize for is, like, I put ESPN in a bad spot. I'll never take back what I said.
Wow. All right.
So I put them in a bad spot, and
Yeah, that's the truth of it. I regret the position I put them in. I regret a lot of the people I work with, the position we put our show in.
So she regrets it. She has some regrets. She's had some time to reflect.
Okay, but her regrets amount to, I'm sorry I put ESPN in a bad spot, but I don't take back what I said.
I'll never take back what I said.
I mean, it seems crystal clear to me. She has no remorse over the content of what she said.
Well, she never claimed.
One of those classic moments where you're like, I'm sorry you were offended.
But I'm still going to offend you. I don't take it back. Which, wait, sometimes I understand saying I'm sorry you were offended, but I don't take it back. However, this is your employer, but clearly she knows that ESPN just gave her a slap on the wrist. They could have fired her. They didn't. So I think she knows what she can get away with and what she can say, and she can be defiant. And because they kind of dig that there.
Yeah, but this in no way helps ESPN. Even the statement she just gave, the fact that she says she stands by that she called President Trump a white supremacist is not going to help ESPN in any way. It's not going to give them a lift to their ratings. It's not going to help her show. It's going to only serve to draw more people away from that network.
But this is an underlying theme when we talk about the left. They are literally committing harikari. They're committing suicide, and they don't see it, and they don't care. They are such ideologues, and they are so emotionally invested in their message and what they're doing that the facts of the bottom line don't matter to them. Look at Hollywood. When was the last time Hollywood put out a good movie? When was the last time Hollywood put out a must-see movie? No. Does anybody watch any of their self-congratulatory award shows anymore? No. Nobody goes to the movies. Nobody watches their self-congratulatory shows. Now you've got the NFL. They're hurting ratings-wise, but they double down, right? So they're just, we know you're not watching us because of this, but we're doing it anyway because we're right and you're wrong. Same thing with ESPN. We're right, you're wrong. So we're just going to keep doubling down and we're going to keep losing ratings. We're going to keep losing money, but that doesn't matter. They're committing suicide.
There's an entitlement mentality here, too. You remember a couple weeks ago, somebody on, I think it was Larry O'Connor surfacing it on Mediaite. But the point was, Jemele Hill, what was contained in what she said before, is that, okay, whatever. You don't like ESPN. You're not leaving.
Right, exactly.
You're not leaving. Right. When your team plays, guess what you're watching? ESPN. You're not leaving our network. Tell me that's not entitled and patronizing. Tell me that you don't have your head up your ESPN. I mean, the idea here is that you're not going to quit the network. Guess what? People are. And ESPN is suffering as a result of it. And yet they're cowed by liberal politics into maintaining her employment at that network, despite whatever negative consequences it brings.
Yep. Suicide, 722 on WMAL.
When it comes to expert tree service, there's no room for mistakes. Adirondack Tree Experts are the top-rated tree care and removal company in the D.C. metro area. Call 301-595-2827. Ask Adirondack about their October special.
So my amazing dentist decided to retire. He's allowed to do that. So I talked to Larry O'Connor, and he said, you know what? You got to go meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I love them. So I said, okay, I'm going to go check these guys out. Guess what? Love them. I'm not a fan of dentistry. Nobody is. I get uncomfortable. We talked about it, and they said, you know what? Your fears are perfectly normal. I didn't feel judged at all. And they're wonderful. They're compassionate. They get it. They work with you. They put you in control. They will even give you follow-up calls after procedures, emails. They give you their cell phone numbers. You can call anytime. Now, as if you need another reason to check them out, right now, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry will donate $100 for hurricane relief for every new patient visit now through October. So call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's the first step for your beautiful smile and great dental health. And you can also help support hurricane relief. So call Rocky at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. You can choose from seminars in Fairfax, Reston, and Leesburg the week of October 30, weeknights at 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hey, you guys, happy Monday. Harewood Road at Rock Creek Church Road, there is an accident. Police are on the scene. This traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. Anacostia Freeway, southbound from the VW Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, a 14-minute commute. It is very slow. An accident 95 northbound at Stafford, and it's been moved to the shoulder. Police have been on the scene for a while. The inner loop of the Beltway, Old Georgetown Road, a crash on the shoulder. Now, a tow truck is there. An accident, Fairfax County Parkway northbound approaching Sunrise Valley. All lanes are blocked. Injuries reported. Centerville Road northbound after New Braddock Road, a crash with police on the scene. And headed south on 270 from 121 to the Beltway, it's a whopping 48-minute commute. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Start to see the high overcast thicken, and it will through the day. Slight chance of a shower this afternoon, 75. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, a mild 65 with a gusty breeze. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 726 on WMAL. So Maxine Waters, I love when Maxine Waters surfaces. Maxine Waters was speaking at a gala for the Ali Forney Center. Apparently this was on October 13th, but video of it is just surfacing now. And of course, doesn't matter what the event was for, Auntie Maxine had to go after Trump.
Wow. What a moving evening this is. I am sitting here listening, watching, absorbing, thinking about Ali, even though I never met him. And with this kind of inspiration, I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Whoa, that took a curve. She was having such a pleasant night. She was like, now I'm going to go take Trump out.
This center is about Ali Forney, was supposedly a homeless, gender nonconforming youth who was forced to live on the street. So this is about kids and about, you know, LGBTQ. And she goes after Trump. I'm going to take Trump out. That's where she went with it. I love her. I just adore her.
She didn't succeed, by the way. Take Trump out tonight.
Yeah. I don't think she meant on a date either.
Oh.
728 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here for Renter's Warehouse, asking you to join the rent-a-state revolution right now. Whether you own one rental property or hundreds, America's number one property manager can help you worry less and make more. Rent-a-state with Renter's Warehouse means leasing your house for maximum rental income and retirement security. It means earning easy cash flow and equity while someone else pays your mortgage. Today, there's almost no reason not to own rental property, and here's why. It's affordable. Renter's Warehouse will expertly manage your property 24/7 for a low flat monthly subscription of just $99 per month. It's easy. Renter's Warehouse management takes all the busy work off your plate. Stuff like rent collection, paperwork, inspections, midnight maintenance calls. Renter's Warehouse handles it all. And that's why it's called worry-free renting. Call a Renter's Warehouse advisor right now. 202-897-2822. You'll learn more about the rent-a-state revolution and ask for a free book. Or log on to renterswarehouse.com to get your free on-site home rental price analysis. That's renterswarehouse.com. Renterswarehouse.com.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Love is complicated. Buying a diamond shouldn't be. So our sales consultants are trained to make things easy. They explain diamond grading in a way that makes sense, and they demonstrate the differences so pricing becomes simple to understand. At Mervis Diamonds, your personal consultant will spend as much time as you like helping you select. That way, you get the right diamond. A fine quality diamond with natural beauty that cannot be tamed. The only thing our diamonds won't do is simply blend in. Each Mervis diamond makes its own statement. And all at a far, far lower price than you'd expect. At Mervis, you get ideal quality, old world service, and value not available anywhere else. That's why Mervis is the first name in diamonds. So if she loves diamonds, you'll love Mervis. Financing is available. Mervis Diamond Importers. Appointments preferred. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll talk to the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, and also tax reform news for you. 7:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Hundreds of residents of a Bethesda high-rise apartment building may have to wait days to return to their homes because of a weekend fire that has knocked out electricity and water service to their apartments. The fire broke out Saturday morning in the electrical room of that building on Pooks Hill Road. 6 people were treated for smoke inhalation, another 12 for other medical issues. The search is on in Alexandria for suspects in a triple shooting in a park last night. 2 people were killed, 1 seriously wounded. It all happened at All Veterans Park around 8:45. Security's a little tighter today at a high school in Prince George's County because someone posted threats on social media over the weekend. The messages warned students at Eleanor Roosevelt High School in Greenbelt not to come to school today. Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins' grandmother has died. On his Instagram account, Cousins wrote that, quote, she left a spiritual heritage for her children's children. President Trump says the U.S. is prepared for anything when it comes to the North Korean threat, and he says China's leader can help.
93% of the things going into North Korea come through China. China is big stuff. I believe he's got the power to do something very significant with respect to North Korea. We'll see what happens. Now, with that being said, we're prepared for anything. We are so prepared like you wouldn't believe.
The president spoke with Fox Business Network. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,329, the NASDAQ at 66,29. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Super Bowl rematch goes to New England with a win over Atlanta. The Cowboys win, the Giants lose, the Ravens lose. The Redskins meet the Eagles in Philly tonight. WMAL's broadcast starts at 7:30. NBA, the Wizards are in Denver tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
You've heard the saying that the only 2 sure things in life are death and taxes. Well, I'm going to add a third thing to that list. Autumn leaves will clog your gutters. Unclogging those gutters is really messy and really dangerous. Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. It's the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. Best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. Right now, get 80% off labor and a $100 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter system purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you want to sell your home, there's simply no better time than right now. I'm here with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds Team. Sarah, you continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the entire area. How do you do it?
Thanks, Larry. Our exclusive buyers in waiting system with thousands of qualified buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's why we sell homes faster for 6% more money than the average agent. And we are proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping take the stress out of the selling process.
So you're so confident that you'll sell their home, you're going to guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell,
we will buy it at an agreed-upon price.
If you want results, call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds team direct today. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3.125% with an APR of 3.26% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today. 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3.125% with an APR of 3.26%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WMAL. Call them today, 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. We have some heavy fog in areas, so be careful on the bridge. There is a fog warning on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Ray will have more on the weather coming up. Harewood Road at Rock Creek Church Road. There's an accident with police on the scene. A crash 95 northbound at Stafford Road. An accident has been moved to the shoulder, but it's still there. Riggs Road northbound after Phelps Road. A crash taking out lanes. Injuries. Police reported to be on the scene. And this is involving an overturned vehicle. 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway. 22 minutes our travel time. The interloop between St. Barnabas Road and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. A 19-minute trip. 38 minutes your travel time. And the outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur. Mass Transit so far very close to or on schedule. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds on the move. Eventually some rain here, especially during the nighttime hours tonight. Will become cloudy by this afternoon. A southeast breeze. 75. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 56 in Stafford, 59 in Silver Spring, 62 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning to you. Joining us in about 10 minutes will be Larry Michael, voice of the Redskins. Yep, they're meeting up against the Eagles again tonight. We'll talk to him about that. At 8:35 from the RNC, it is Ronna Romney McDaniel. Talk to us about the Virginia gubernatorial election that is coming up. Mary Walter here with Vince Colonies.
All right, a lot going on with taxes this week. As the House has to make a decision here, are they going to go to conference on this budget, or, meaning they have to meet up with the Senate and figure out some other things, or are they just going to go ahead and vote on the Senate's budget resolution, which is expected to add about $1.5 trillion to the deficit over the next 10 years? The problem here is the distance between what the tax cuts are going to do to the government's deficit versus how much space is allowed in the current Senate budget, right? So $1.5 trillion permitted. The current tax cut package is expected to run about $4 trillion.
Wow.
So they need to make up that extra $2.5 trillion. And the way they're doing it is trying to figure out if they could get some pay-fors. And what that means is, you know, some people are going to have to take it a little harder in order to establish this. So I want to, Mary, I want you to talk about the 401ks here in a minute, because I know you've been tracking that pretty closely. But one issue that I heard a lot about over the weekend is on this issue of a $1 million tax bracket. So right now, they were thinking about trying to collapse all of the brackets down to just what the president says is four. And if I have it off the top of my head correct, I think it's you've got that 0%, which they're growing the 0% bracket. Then you'll have 12%. Then you have 25% and 35%. Those four, right? Well, some concern now that they might actually establish one extra bracket, $1 million or more. If you make $1 million bucks or more in income, then you may get to a point where what they'll do is they'll just keep you at that 39.6% bracket right now, that top bracket that you're already in. If you're a million dollar earner, you'll stay in that bracket. For all of your income over $1 million, you'll pay 39.6%. So that's the conversation that's being held on Capitol Hill right now. People like Grover Norquist, not happy with it at all. He said the following, quote, I think this is to Axios. I understand compromise, but why compromise with the sin of envy? This isn't the dumbest idea I've ever heard of, but it's in the top 20. So he's not happy about this. And, you know, but meanwhile, a Trump official telling Axios, the same report I'm looking at, says that Trump, quote, basically thinks that rich people are fine, and he believes they don't care that much about the individual rate, so long as they get all the other goodies like the corporate rate and expensing. So there's some debate here. I think this will be way more palatable probably to people than the notion of changing 401k contributions, which there is some conversation now, Mary, of basically shrinking the amount you can put into your 401k every year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, and to what you just said, just very quickly here, the top 1% paid a greater share of individual income taxes than the bottom 90% combined. So they're already paying their fair share. And on the other hand, who would know better than President Trump what the 1% really wealthy people think about individual income taxes than President Trump? Because he knows a lot of them. So maybe he's right. But here's the deal for the rest of us. All right. So the number of people who have pension plans is shrinking in this country. So people are now going to 401ks. And there are approximately 4.7 trillion 401k plans right now in the U.S. When you make a contribution to your 401k, it is tax deferred, which means that when you get that money that it comes out of your paycheck, goes right into your 401k before you pay your income taxes. That lessens the amount you're paying in income tax because your income is less.
And it's deferred, meaning when you take it out, you pay taxes on it.
Right. So you pay it at the other end. You have to start taking it out by the age of 70 and a half. Yeah, that's when you have to start withdrawing money from the account. Now, again, when you're in your 70s, you're probably not at your earning peak. So you're making less. So you're going to pay less in income taxes at that point. It's considered that's when you pay because it's tax deferred. So it's a win-win for the investor. Now, currently, you can take out up to $18,000 a year pre-tax to put into your 401k.
Right.
Well, you're talking about the money that they have to make up. So now there's an idea floating around Capitol Hill that they're like, oh, well, if we cap it at $2,400 that you can put in your 401k per year, that leaves a lot more money that we can now tax that we couldn't tax before on the people who are putting $18,000 away. The other concern is, okay, well, if they're gonna do this now, and really cut the amount that I can put away, let's just say they're not going to tax it on the other end too. Do you know what I mean? So they're taxing my money now. Now, if I put it away, they're going to tax it when I withdraw at the other end as well. So now it gets taxed double. So there are a lot of concerns about this. You know, like, if, for instance, if I usually put $18,000 away and I can only put two and a half basically away, tax deferred, that other money I want to invest somewhere, right? So I'm going to invest it somewhere. Well, I'm going to get hit again now at the other end.
It's amazing. There's a lot of concern here, including about state and local tax deductions, whether or not those are going to stay.
Yep.
Some conversation over the weekend from, I heard Mick Mulvaney suggesting that they may still get rid of those state and local tax deductions, hitting places like Maryland hard for people who try and file their federal taxes and want to also deduct their high state and local taxes. Here's the president, though, speaking with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend about this tax cut plan.
It'll be the biggest cuts ever in the history of this country.
And he also says he wants to get it very soon.
I want to get it by the end of the year, but I'd be very disappointed if it took that long.
So ultimately, they're on their way. I think the House looking to pass their plan by Thanksgiving or maybe the Senate, either way. They want to get something passed by Thanksgiving and then ultimately be done by Christmas if they can get all these tax cuts done.
Yeah, let me know when they start to cut what they spend and then they need less of my money. That will be rejoicing. 743 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
So you made the decision to sell your home, and now you need to find a real estate agent you can trust to put you first. Look no further. Call Frank Prindle and Associates. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average local agent. Kurt and Dawn of Alexandria had a rental property they wanted to sell as is, so Frank evaluated the home's condition, he established a plan, and the home sold within a single week at $11,000 above list. How about that? You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you both agree upon. Or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. That's why, in addition to Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Sean Hannity, and he has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Before we get you to traffic here, let me just say the president of the United States just tweeting about those 401ks, quote, there will be no change to your 401k. This has always been a great and popular middle class tax break that works and it stays.
Thank you, Mr. President. Time to check that traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary, and good morning, Vince. And we're taking a look at 95 in both Maryland and Virginia. First off, in Virginia, northbound at Stafford, we have an accident. Been there for a while. Police are still on the scene. Now in Maryland, southbound on 95, Route 32, an accident on the left shoulder. As for Riverdale Road, eastbound at Auburn Avenue, there's a crash with the police there, too. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, 39 minutes. Your travel time, very slow. The inner loop between Branch Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, more like 21 minutes. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, slow. About a 35-minute travel time. And 66 eastbound from 234 to the Fairfax County Parkway, bumper to bumper. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, partly cloudy skies, overcast in the afternoon, slight chance of a rain shower, high 75. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms, chance of rain 100%. And then tomorrow, chance of a shower in the morning, then sun, some clouds, high of 73. Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
All right, it's a pivotal week for the Washington Redskins as they take on the Philadelphia Eagles tonight at Lincoln Financial Field, kickoff at 8:30. And the voice you'll hear calling that game is Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins, who joins us now. Larry, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. You have a long day ahead of you, including calling this game tonight. What should we expect here? This is an important game in the NFC East.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be big. The Redskins played Philly week one and lost 30-17 after Philly was basically more ready to play than the Redskins that week, but it's a different team now for both sides of football. Redskins have improved dramatically. Philadelphia right now is playing better than anybody in the NFL, and their quarterback is really their key guy, Carson Wentz. In that first game, the Redskins had several opportunities to get to him. He escaped, threw a couple touchdown passes, and that really was the difference in the game. So for the Redskins now, you know, 3-2, if they were to win this game, they would get revenge for that first game, so to speak. They'd be even in the NFC East. If they don't win, then the focus might be shifting to wild card, you know, midway through the season. So it's a big game.
Larry, I wanted to talk to you about injuries because it seems to be both teams have quite a few people out with injuries. Are the Redskins going to be able to overcome that?
Yeah, I think they will. Last week they didn't have Josh Norman. He's the only one who we know, as we're sitting here talking this morning, that will not play tonight. He was ruled out a couple days ago because of the rib injury he suffered a few weeks back. Trent Williams, the left tackle, is struggling with a knee injury, but he has said he's going to play as long as he can play. He doesn't think he can get any worse by playing. And it's a matter of, Mary, it's a matter of fact in the NFL that if you don't have depth, your injuries are going to come back to haunt you. Both these teams have depth. Specifically, I think the Redskins have an impressive roster this year. A lot of the guys have stepped up, especially on the defensive side of the football. So, yeah, they're banged up. Both teams are. But that's a daily thing in the NFL.
I'm seeing a report in the last 24 hours. I don't know if you can confirm it or not. Kirk Cousins' grandmother passed away last night. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that. I saw Kirk Cousins last night.
He did.
To me.
Yeah, that's his announcement he made last night on Instagram. Tonight, my grandma Jean went home to be with the Lord, and he goes on. So that's going to be weighing on him tonight, I guess, as he takes on this game as well. Let me ask you a little bit about sort of the change, the evolution of the Redskins since that game one against the Eagles. It feels like the team has been firing much more on all cylinders in recent weeks. So this is almost a different Redskins team taking on the Eagles this week, no?
Absolutely. I think, and I think you got to look at the coaching for both things. You know, the first game, obviously, is the culmination of all your preseason, all your offseason. And I thought Philly was more ready to play in week one. But the Redskins have really, really worked hard to overcome a couple of nagging injuries. And Kirk Cousins, you just mentioned him. He's a great example. He looks like he's getting better every single game. He's adding to his arsenal every single game. And the Redskins have yet to really go to Jordan Reed, Terrell Pryor, Jamison Crowder. Crowder and Reed don't even have a touchdown yet. So, you know, the offense is getting better every week, and Kirk Cousins is the big reason why. Defensively, they really did a great job during the offseason putting in a new system. Now, this will be the first game they play without Jonathan Allen, the top pick from Ashburn, Virginia. He grew up right there next door to Redskins Park. He is out for a substantial period of time with a foot injury, and so that's an injury that we didn't touch on that's really going to be looked at. Anthony Amir moves up to take his spot, but Allen is a one-of-a-kind talent. So they're going to have to do some rearranging on that defensive line. But it is a different team. I mean, both teams are different. It's going to be high drama tonight on WML. No doubt about that.
All right. It'll be a great game.
Larry Michael, you'll hear a kickoff at 8:30 tonight. When are you getting started with pregame coverage tonight, Larry?
7:30, and we're going to be at the stadium about 2:30 because we just love it here in Philadelphia.
Excellent. Well, you know, try and stay safe, would you?
Grab a cheesesteak while you got some time.
That's a good idea.
Larry, nice to talk to you. Enjoy that cheesesteak. Talk to you soon, sir.
7:52 on WMAL.
Here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
If you think about taxes and fees, the two main erosion factors for most people's assets, then anything that we can do to eliminate or reduce taxes and fees along the way is going to help you either generate more income or add more certainty to your assets that will last for the entire duration of your retirement.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel or online at wintertroxel.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
7:53, let's see how your money is doing. And here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hi there, Mary. Good Monday morning to you. Well, the S&P 500 is coming off its first perfect week in nearly 20 years. 5 straight record high closes. Futures are poised to continue that when the market opens this morning. House Republicans will try to pass a budget this week so they can turn their attention to tax reform. Meanwhile, VF Corp is out with quarterly results that beat Wall Street estimates for both earnings and revenue. And the parent of Vanguard Vans, JanSport, and the North Face is raising its dividend by 10%. This is the busiest week of earnings season with about 170 companies reporting, including 12 Dow components. Target will launch free shipping next month and says promotional deals will be offered on weekends in November and December. And Google wants to make it easier for you to pay with your Android phone. You set up a credit card and pay with Google, and it can be used with services like DoorDash or StubHub. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I love this time of year. I really do. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one have sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically used as the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent mask-free treatment option available right here in Washington. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Mary. Lots going on 95. Tell you about it in a minute. This traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. Now, we'll begin in Virginia, northbound 95 at Stafford. We have an accident. Also in Virginia, southbound at Franconia Springfield Parkway, there's a crash. Both of these crashes, by the way, are on the shoulder with police on the scene. 95 southbound in Maryland, right near 32, there's a crash. The left shoulder is blocked. As for 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway, very, very slow. 55 minutes your travel time. Inner loop of the Beltway between Branch Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, 20 minutes. And the outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, 40 minutes your travel time. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the move, above average temperatures continuing, becoming cloudy as we go through today with sunshine being streamed through the high clouds this morning. Slight chance of a shower with a cloudy sky this afternoon, 75. A gusty breeze tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely 65. Tomorrow, chance of a morning shower, then sun and cloud 73. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities, yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to nexteraenergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Winter is almost here, and you know you need to get a new roof soon. You're dragging your feet, asking around, not sure where to find a roofer who will do a good job at a good price. So you're looking for somebody who knows a guy. I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. In the last 14 years, we've done over 30,000 jobs. The odds are pretty good that you know someone who's gotten a roof from us. So you know what that makes me? That's right. I'm your guy. New Look Home Design does a great job at great prices. And right now we have a great offer. 50% off all roofing materials through the end of October. Since I'm your guy, I'm going to shoot you straight. We do so many roofs, we strong arm awesome discounts from manufacturers. That's how I get you 50% off on all roofing materials. Give us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Tell them you got Patrick sent you, and you'll save 50% off on all materials.
Hey, Vince, tell the good people what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, that Gold Star widow doing an interview this morning. We'll have an update for you on what she said.
Also, update on Hillary Clinton. She's never going away, ever. And she may not be going away in a way she doesn't like. So there's some news coming out about Hillary, Russians, uranium, a whole
Plus,
lot of stuff.
We'll be joined by Ronna Romney McDaniel, the chairwoman of the RNC. All ahead.
Go. It is now 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.